Welcome to another Marvel podcast. My name is Drew Gretsch.
I'm Ivan Sita.
And I'm Mike the Bike Badrov.
New voice on the podcast this week. Mike is here. This is our before and after for Shang-Chi and the Legend of the Ten Rings. This first part of the show is going to be completely spoiler-free. It's going to be completely spoiler-free. We have not seen the film yet. What are you guys doing?
We're examining the figures.
Yeah, we're examining the figures.
That ass doll.
Yeah, I've got the Marvel Legends figure for Shang-Chi right here. I don't know.
You probably should have asked beforehand, is swearing allowed?
PG-13.
Ooh.
Like, anything that you'd hear in a Marvel Cinematic Universe movie.
Oh, that allowed
language.
That. Language.
Language. All right,
Now you can't say it well.
Alright, so...
It's too dumpy.
Anyway, so this part of the show, essentially, is just, like, final predictions for the movie. What are we expecting? And then, like, we're gonna take a break, and then when we come back, we're gonna give, like, brief, incredibly brief, spoiler-free thoughts, and then we're just gonna go right into full spoilers. And then full review podcasts are gonna be on Sunday. So I'm gonna go first. I have no predictions. I have no predictions for this movie.
Bull crap! You got like 18 predictions over in the other room.
What were my predictions?
First time you saw
Spider-Man was gonna come in the movie.
I didn't.
Yeah, you're like, yeah, Spider-Man's gonna come in. It's like,
I didn't say Spider-Man. I said it was like you. I was like, I don't think Spider-Man's in this. No, So we were talking about like, is No Way Home
tied to this?
Is No Way Home Spidey's last MCU appearance, and I'm like, he has that movie and then another team up movie. It could be Multiverse of Madness. I don't think he's gonna be in Shang-Chi.
Ew, that was a misdirection. Gotcha.
I think we might. So I've heard, again, completely spoiler free, I've heard like these credit scenes are amazing. I've heard that these credit scenes are amazing.
Oh, we're gonna see the evil lady. Who's the Madame
Val.
Madame Val, yeah.
I think we might. I think we might see her. I think, like, because, like, Abomination's in this movie.
Yes.
Yeah, and she's like, part of the original.
Setting up She-Hulk in a couple months. Like, I do think we're going to see her in the movie. I also think, like, I talked about this on the What If podcast last night, which go and check that out if you have not yet done so. Wong in the No Way Home trailer.
Just kind of dips.
He might be, like, in the No Way Home trailer, like, he might be leaving to go help Shang-Chi with something. Like, we might see, like, the agents of Atlas in this movie at the very end. I don't think it's possible because it's just his first movie.
I'll point out the big names there.
Yeah.
It's just his first movie, but I think, like, maybe, like, planting the seeds for Atlas.
Mm-hmm.
We've heard nothing about Atlas.
I do nothing about Atlas. Like that's not even like a we got this covered rumor.
I do have a thought, like a scene that was, you know, that war scene that was in the trailer. I'm pretty sure that's a flashback.
It's like the lion.
Yeah, like just
the lion
in this enormous field.
Oh, yeah. We talk about that on the show. Like,
yeah, I'm pretty sure that's gonna be a flashback. Or if
like the Black Panther scenes with like him and like the Panthers like in the tree and stuff. Yeah, right.
Yeah, I've heard that this movie is just like jumps around, like we're gonna like there are flashbacks to the Middle Ages.
Oh,
which of course the Middle Ages. Man. We're also gonna see in Eternals. I wonder if there's a connection there. I doubt it, but it's possible. I'm just trying to think of like references to Phase 4 so far. What would have been released at this point? Well, like in the original slate without COVID, what would have happened?
So I think we would have gotten Spider-Man by this point.
No, we wouldn't. No, the plan was May of 2020 was Black Widow.
And then all the shows would have come out.
August was Defatuous, the Falcon and Soldier.
Oh.
Jesus.
Like, that's how you...
That's how you,
That's a new language there.
Yeah. Defatuous. August was Falcon.
Yeah, he's been saying that for like months now.
And I had no context.
I've gotten used to that.
August was Falcon. November of 2020 was Eternals, I believe. And then WandaVision was moved up to December, so like we would have just gotten the end of WandaVision.
Mm-hmm.
And we might have gotten the start of Loki. I don't think so, though. So, like, that's what we
would have gotten. But we would have gotten Loki by now without COVID.
Without COVID, yeah. Like, we would have gotten Multiverse of Madness. We'd be gearing up for Thor, Love, and Thunder.
And so, I think we would have gotten Spider-Man without COVID. I think we would have gotten
at this point where we are, but not by the time of this movie's release.
Oh, no, definitely not.
Yeah, because this was supposed to come out back in February.
Yeah.
And then the original, like, No Way Home date was July.
Yeah.
Mike, what are your predictions? Because you had a bold one. You had a bold one.
So, gonna shimmy up a little bit. One, I think we're gonna get a lot of location changes.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think we're gonna go from all over.
Place to place?
Middle Eastern. I think we're going from, like, the U.S., which is, like, China to, like, Japan. I think we're to, like, Taiwan. We're gonna get all those places in there.
Mm-hmm.
And then Doctor Strange. I know I'm gonna leave out. And, like, the second one, I think we're gonna get a lot more insight to magic with Shang-Chi.
Yeah.
And, like, his fighting style. Because Doctor Strange was, like, the first insight to actual MCU magic. And then...
But that was one kind of magic.
That was one kind of magic.
Eldritch
and then,
magic.
Yeah. Well, and then we got Agatha, Wanda with the Dark Magic. And Agatha. And now we have Shang-Chi with ancient mystic... Or Mandarin magic. And the Ten Rings, which is a new insight. It's not a power like the Infinity Stones or, like, magic books. It's the Ten Rings, which can destroy whole planets.
Yeah.
Guys.
All right, Drew.
A couple months ago, Kevin Feige said that we'd be seeing Agatha a lot sooner than we thought.
Ooh.
Do we think Agatha's in this movie?
No, because we don't know where Shang-Chi sits in the timeline.
She could be in a flashback.
The director
very
said
slim
like
chance.
Present day MCU. It's
present day.
It's post Endgame. Like post-end. Not like it's not 2021. Like this is not during the blip. Like we previously heard, this movie is. I don't know if
the timeline, but like WandaVision is 2 days after Endgame.
Yeah, so we're like. I want to say that this movie set at least a year after WandaVision.
So, spoilers, Agatha gets captured at the end of
WandaVision. Yeah, spoilers for WandaVision. The show's been out for
sorry.
Like 6 months.
So, yeah, sorry for anyone that hasn't watched it. Tough luck. But Agatha's captured at the end of WandaVision.
Mm-hmm.
And so, if we wanted to see her and Shang-Chi, it'd have to be in a flashback with all that.
Yeah, but I just don't know, like, where they put that in. Because, like, it's like... In the trailer, he's like, I gave you 10 years to live your life. Which, my theory for that, which we talked about on the podcast before, we also know, slight spoilers, Trevor Slattery's in this movie.
He got party pod.
I'm an actor. An actor. So he's in the movie. I think, like, that's going to be one of the first scenes. Is when Wu is going to kill Trevor.
Yeah.
And then, like, that's what's going to make Shang-Chi, like, want to leave.
We're going to get something really dark for the first couple
yeah.
scenes.
There was literal child beating in this
yeah,
trailer.
Yeah,
so. That's what I've heard. Like, I've heard this is, like Black Widow got us there. With, like, Black Widow was pretty dark.
I mean...
It's not that dark, but, like,
It had, like, child trafficking.
Listen, the...
Yeah, that...
Yeah.
like, opening sequence was pretty dark.
It was.
Probably the most dark scene for me was, like, her breaking her nose. And that was just because...
Yeah, yeah.
Well, that's the most gruesome thing. Like, the most dark scene for me was, like, all the girls, like, crying in the truck.
Yeah, like,
yeah.
they were in,
that,
like, a
that,
literal
like,
shipment container.
Yeah.
Yeah, and, like, there's, like, whenever I watch Black Widow, like, I just, there's always, like, that just...
That's gut-wrenching.
Like, that is gut... That is horrifying.
Yeah,
I think this is a pretty dark movie, though. Yeah. That's what I've heard. I hear, like, some people are concerned about, like, how dark this movie gets.
This man means business.
Death dealer.
So does this man's. Gonna go fight?
Death Dealer seems awesome in the movie. Like, Death Dealer is going to be great.
Well, is he going to be, like, some long-lost brother Shang-Chi?
God, I hope not. No, because, like, in the trailer, or at least how the trailer's edited, which, you know, like, with Marvel, that doesn't mean anything.
Yeah.
Playtime's over.
But the figure of action.
Anyway, how the trailer's edited is that Death Dealer's there... Like, watching him get beaten as a child.
Beating the crap out of him.
Yeah,
like,
he's
like,
God,
and he's just like, don't tweet.
Just embracing it.
What was that, Vietnam War movie where, like, the guy who, like, held a bar over his head, like, for, like, 20 minutes? Unbroken.
No, I have not seen that.
It's actually a pretty good movie.
Hey, tell Zayd Redman, maybe we'll cover it.
Maybe we'll watch Unbroken.
It's a little, like, off-air joke. The question has to be asked. I just have to say it on the podcast.
Say half one more time just for me, please.
I have to say it on the podcast. are we seeing mutants?
No.
No, I don't think so. I don't think so. I don't think we're going to be seeing mutants here.
All that lead up for just a question you already knew the answer was going
to
be no.
I know, but it's just like, we have to bring it up or else people are going to be like, why didn't you talk about the mutants? It's like, because this is going to come out after we've already seen the movie.
If mutants do come out of Shang-Chi, I'll give you $20.
Yeah. I do not see that.
I will take that bet. I will also. And you owe us $20 each if you're wrong. Well, I don't know.
It, well, then that I've lost nothing. The train.
That's
it
comes, yeah, it comes out.
Because, like, we all think it's no. We all don't think there's mutants in this movie.
I did not think.
No.
Just no thoughts.
No thoughts.
No thoughts.
Ivan has no predictions.
No.
Do you guys have any other
predictions? We didn't actually feel it. I thought my lead up before this, before we were on air, is Doctor Strange. We already saw Wong in the trailer getting the crap beat out of him by Abomination. And so I thought he and Shang were going to get buddy-buddy. And at the end of Shang-Chi, the end credit scene was going to be Shang-Chi meeting with Benedict Cucumber Patch, Doctor Strange. And at the end of the movie.
Yep.
At the end of the movie and be like, yo, you're pretty good at the mystic shit. Wait, was that word? Yeah, that was.
Yeah, that was an MCU.
That was an MCU word. I can use it. And
there's
like,
nothing F.
Yeah,
and,
yeah.
And obviously, like, no slur.
Oh, of course.
Yeah.
Those slurs ain't no slurs.
All right.
But, like, yo, Doctor Strange, Mystic Arts, Shang-Chi, Mystic Arts, pretty big connection there. And.
Yeah.
Shang-Chi's gonna be. What was that one story that I was thinking of? Shang-Chi's gonna be, I wanted to call it Ninjago.
Ninjago.
Spinjitzu.
What? I don't know that many Shang-Chi stories, so.
I only know the main Shang-Chi story is like teaching Spider-Man how to do without the spider sense.
Yeah, I knew that one too.
It's like, yo.
Like, that's cool.
Yeah, that's cool.
That's you, like, when was I right?
You learn karate, protect the opponent's moves, you don't need your spider sense, your spider's whack.
Yeah, and then when he got it back, he was like, a menace to society.
Menace! J. Jonas Jameson level menace.
Yeah.
He is the menace now. How crazy, like, we're getting Wong twice this week.
Oh, that's because
Wong was in What If yesterday.
Wong, best man. We all love Wong.
Wong is the best. Yeah, do you guys have anything else, really? I mean, like, I'm just excited to, like, go and sit in a theater.
Yeah.
This is your first time back in the theater, right?
Yeah, it's been a very long time.
Yeah, this is your first time back. Is this your first time back?
Mine, no. No, it wasn't Black Widow. It was before Black Widow. I went in theaters.
F9, Quiet Place.
Quiet Place, no.
Godzilla.
No, it's not
Wonder Woman.
No, it's not Wonder Woman. Yeah, Black Widow was my first time back in the theaters.
This is my... I've gone to movies so much this summer. This is my fifth time back in the theater.
Oh.
I saw Quiet Place Part 2 on movie night. Quiet Place Part 2 is in my top 10.
Godzilla was a great movie.
Godzilla was super fun.
I love how everyone just refers to Godzilla. Like, when we refer to, like, King Kong 1.
GVK.
Like,
BVS.
Like, I'm not going to call it GVK, though.
Yeah. Quiet Place 2 I saw in theaters. F9. Black Widow was opening night. And then I saw Free Guy a couple weeks ago.
Yeah, Free Guy's.
Free Guy was so much fun, which we might do like a bonus episode because there are some great Marvel connections to that movie.
I may have saved
just Cap Shield.
We're not gonna spoil Free Guy. We're not gonna spoil Free Guy.
I'm not gonna spoil anything of Free Guy. I might have saved a couple posters to put up around my movie room of Ryan Reynolds in the buff costume. Yeah. Might have, like, you know, just saved that a couple places in my room with a couple lights.
I mean,
who wouldn't?
Yeah, who wouldn't?
All right. Well,
can't fit into that Deadpool suit, but you know, so you can. What else you can fit into? My bed.
All right. Well, that's gonna be it for this part of the show. We're gonna be back a couple of hours with. For you guys, it doesn't matter because I'm gonna drop this all as one. But when we get back, we will have seen Shang-Chi and Legend of the Ten Rings, and Alex Edwards will also be with us. He just couldn't make this before. Recording, so he'll be with us after.
Edwards.
Smithers.
Edwards.
All right, that's enough. Bye bye.
Bye bye.
So now we're back from seeing Shang-Chi and Legend of the Ten Rings. It's me, Drew.
I'm here. I'm Alex.
Mike Badrock.
Mike the bike is back as well.
I don't know why I said it the first time. I was thinking about bikes. I'm like, yeah, what rhymes with Mike? Oh, Pike.
Yep.
Now I feel stupid.
Yeah, Yvonne had to go, like, immediately, so he's going to join me for the full review on Saturday, hopefully. So, spoiler-free thoughts, guys. What did you think of Shang-Chi?
Beautiful.
It... cinematic masterpiece. It was so...
But it's not cinema. It's not cinema.
It's not cinema.
It's not cinema.
It's not cinema. If you wanted to tell an original story, you would have made it up yourself.
And it's going to be about a bunch of mobsters in New York. And just make it over and over again for 35 years and call it cinema.
And make them the offers they can't refuse. With slick back hair and pomade.
Will Smith has a humor. I love the movie. I loved this movie so, so much.
Top 5 Marvel movies.
For me, there is a difference between best and favorite. This is in my top 5 favorite already.
It gave me the same hit that Black Panther did.
Yes. I really hope that this movie, for me, though, is much more rewatchable than Black Panther. As you guys know, that's a big part of it for me. I don't think that Black Panther has a ton of rewatchability. I don't think that, like, it's a movie you can watch again and again and it just keeps getting better. I hope this is. I feel like this is. Like, this is... I believe this is the most well-made film in the MCU. Already, this is the most well-made.
I think it's the second best after Endgame, because I feel like Endgame.
Yeah, yeah.
I just like Endgame. I like Endgame more because like it's the Endgame of Marvel.
Yeah, definitely. Endgame is all right. So if I'm gonna go with my top 4 right now, just off the top of my head, and I love all these movies except Iron Man 2. Like Iron Man 2 is the only one I don't like. My top 4, or top 5, like, not in any order, Endgame, Homecoming, Winter Soldier, Guardians, Shang-Chi. I feel like that's a good top 5, right?
I feel like it's a good top 5. It's up to, I feel like I'm going with Infinity War over Endgame, even though I like Endgame's, like, how they made it more.
Infinity War is, like, a better movie, but yeah. Endgame like gave like a cinematic experience that Infinity War
it can never deliver.
But Infinity War is a better movie.
Yes.
I'm going Infinity War, Endgame, and then my original the Marvel movie I started out with was Iron Man 1. The start of the universe, I'm going with Iron Man 1, then I'm going with Guardians of the Galaxy, and then I'm going with Shang-Chi.
Alex?
My favorite is probably Endgame, then Infinity War.
Mm-hmm.
Endgame is just over Infinity War because...
it's Endgame.
Because it's Endgame, yeah. So, basic top 2. But I really like... this isn't in any particular order, but like I really like Black Widow, Ragnarok, Shang-Chi. Are we including the shows?
No.
Okay. Guardians 2. And
wow.
I love Guardians 2.
That is a very controversial top 10 with both Black Widow and Guardians 2.
I like Guardians 2. I think
I also really love Guardians 2. It's not in my top 5. I think it's like my...
I love Guardians 2.
It's my top 15, I think. It might be top 10. I haven't checked in a while. I have to update it. Alright, let's get into spoilers. So, I'm going to count down from 3. Alex, do you have a spoiler ready?
No.
Post-credit scene? You really don't have a spoiler?
Oh, spoiler.
So if you've not seen Shang-Chi,
go
see it, come back, and listen to this when you're done, because we are going to spoil the movie in 3, 2, 1.
Wong! And Captain Marvel is in it, and Bruce Banner is Bruce Banner again.
In all seriousness, in the post-credit scene, we get... a discussion between Shang-Chi, Wong, Bruce Banner, and Captain Marvel about the artifacts of the Ten Rings.
We also get a hashtag girl power.
Yeah, that was awesome at the very end. I loved that.
A hashtag girl power Mandarin Ten Rings.
Oh, yes.
Oh, that looked so cool. Just all those, like, assassins. That looked awesome.
And they gave us a surprise. Like, they thought they were only going to go like, with an all-girl Ten Rings. No. Stuck with the quality.
I love that.
Great job, bro.
I love that. Like, I would have been fine if it was all girls. I would have been totally fine with that. But I love
she's a better person.
That, like, she's just like, here we go. top assassins. It's going to be a healthy mix of men and women. I love that.
And now they're kind of buddy-buddy with Tu Lao. And, like,
yeah,
because they kind of got that.
Tu Lao,
the guy, that little alliance. It's not, like, really an alliance. It's more like, yeah, we helped you here.
Yeah.
We all, like, kind of didn't die together, even though we were, like, attacking the first book. We all chill. All right.
So Trevor Slattery was in this movie.
He was so funny.
I thought he was just going to be in one scene at the beginning and then die. He's like a big part of the movie.
He guides the heroes to the village.
Yeah.
He is an interdimensional animal translator.
And he didn't die. Morris was amazing. Morris was absolutely fantastic.
I always cried.
Where's his face? No. He's very sensitive about that.
That stuff, animal, we already know that's $1 million sales right there.
Oh my god. No, like, as soon as we saw it, he's like, he can guide you to where he wants to go. Like, he wants to go home, and I just think, that's Grogu.
And it looks adorable. All the animals that were sending me and Ivan were talking about, like, those are just Pokemon. They're Pokemon.
Yeah, you and Yvonne were, like, this is also, like, the best Fantastic Beasts movie we're ever gonna get.
Wow.
True.
It's the best Fantastic Beasts movie we're ever gonna get, because you know they're not going back up.
Me and Yvonne were like, that's just Pyroar. That's Ninetales. What is that, a Mudkip? Yeah, that's a Mudkip.
I mean, we're this is just like an instant reaction. We're gonna do a lot of this stuff on the Sunday podcast. I really love, like, the relationship between Awkwafina and Simu Liu. I love that so much.
I love that they didn't make it romantic.
Exactly. Like
there needs to be a good platonic relationship that doesn't get ruined into romanticness.
And I cannot copy it here on the podcast, but Yvonne's final words on the relationship, they be screwing.
Yeah, that was funny.
They got the people behind us laughing too.
that was great. This whole movie was like shot in IMAX. It was like they filled the whole screen, and I was looking, like, they filled the whole screen the entire time. I thought that was awesome.
There was no wasted space.
There wasn't. Like, go see this movie in IMAX. Again, because, like, you should have seen it by the time you're listening to this point. We got the Venom trailer and the Eternals trailer. No Spider-Man, though, but, like, I might... Well,
I think it's a little too early.
Going to get on the Saturday. Yeah.
They're going to do that, like, a month before, like, the movie releases and stuff.
I mean, I wonder if they'll have it when I go see this movie again on Saturday. I don't know. I don't really care. But, like, Venom in IMAX looks incredible.
Jesus, Carnage is gonna make me, like, piss my pants. Like, Jesus.
Yeah. So, Venom is PG-13. Like, they confirm it's PG-13.
Yeah.
I really like that. Like, I mean...
How?
Yeah, that's the thing. Like, look, they can get away with, like, the Suicide Squad. Or let's take the Suicide Squad. If they remove all the F-bombs, remove all the blood. Like, we can have all the same stuff.
Like,
just remove the... Yeah, but
they couldn't have, like, the, you know, the lungs coming out of the body.
Yeah, they couldn't have that, like... And the Suicide Squad then gets a PG-13 rating.
Suicide Squad was so good.
Suicide Squad's fantastic. And look, a movie being rated R does not automatically make it better.
No.
It does not make it better.
It doesn't entertain a bit of excitement, though. Like, yeah, I'm a little bit excited. They're like, ooh, rated R movie, what are we gonna find? We're gonna find some, you know, sexy time. We're gonna find some, you know, violence time. We're gonna find some woohoo.
As long as it's not obvious that the movie was shot to be rated R, and then they edited it to make it PG-13, like movies like comic book movies like Jonah Hex, which I think is atrocious. The first Suicide Squad is clearly meant to be rated R.
Don't feel like it's rated R, though. Gotta admit.
The Ayer cut is definitely rated R.
They're not gonna release that shit.
They're not gonna release the Ayer cut, no.
And the theater version of Suicide Squad, no matter how much you read it,
the most graphic scene, graphic being generous, is Margot Robbie undressing as Harley Quinn and then putting on like the Daddy's Little Monster shirt.
Oh yeah.
The monsters were just another form of like a zombie.
Right. I've only seen Suicide Squad once and I wasn't even paying attention to it. That's how much I hate that movie. I'm trying to think if there's like anything else that comes to like my mind just right now. Phase 4 and family issues. Like, this is just a running trend now. Like, just Phase 4 and all these family issues. Like, we got Wanda's fake family in WandaVision. We've got...
I don't think Shang-Chi has any more family issues. I think he and his sister are on pretty good terms now.
Yeah, but the dad, though.
The dad's dead.
This
is spoilers. We're still in spoiler mode, right?
Yeah, we're always in spoiler mode. Like, we don't come back out of spoiler mode.
The dad dies at the end of the movie.
Yeah, when he dies.
It was a heartbreaking scene. His last good act was saving his son from the Soul Eater, getting his soul taken from him, transferring his form of power.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I was happy when he died. He lived too long.
All right, Edwards.
I think that Wenwu's like top five villains. Like, I mean, the MCU is not known for their good villains.
Thanos.
You cannot tell me Thanos is great. Thanos is great. Loki is great. Killmonger is great. Kang, from what we've seen, is going to be awesome. Wenwu is fantastic.
Oh, and then Dormammu.
Dormammu didn't do anything.
He's like, rah!
And then kills Doctor Strange like seven.
Yeah, but like, isn't enough to make Doctor Strange afraid? And like...
Yeah.
Well, a lot of stuff can make Doctor Strange afraid. It doesn't really mean he's a good villain. It means he's a powerful villain.
Yeah, like Dormammu. Like Malekith. Malekith is insanely powerful, but he's just a little wimp for the whole movie.
All right. Mm-hmm. Speaking on the Doctor Strange train, what happened to Mordo?
Mordo is still running around saying, "Too many sorcerers.
Too many sorcerers."
That's what he's still doing. I was surprised that he was not in What If this week.
Yeah,
I was surprised that he wasn't in What If, because like they had the spoilers for What If, episode 4. There's that scene where Strange has the Eye of Agamotto and he's like turning back the apple and everything.
So
there's a scene where with the apple he's turning back, and in the movie like Mordo's there. Mordo is there in the movie, but he's not there in What If. I think he's coming back in Multiverse of Madness, though.
This is no longer Shang-Chi.
Let's go back to Shang-Chi. Yep. I think all our predictions were wrong, right?
Excuse me?
We didn't see Strange. We didn't see Strange.
I said Wong. You can look back at the recording. I said Wong.
I said that Wong... Yeah, no, we already knew that Wong was new because of the trailer.
I said that Wong was going to come back, though, at the end, though.
Yeah, I said that, too.
But we...
Not for, like, the Agents of Atlas, so I get, like, a half point there.
We didn't, like, think Agents of Atlas was going to be a thing. We just kind of, like...
No, like, I'm like, okay, cool. Like, I didn't actually think we were going to get, like, the Agents of Atlas at the end of the first movie.
All right.
He's too new to like lead his own team.
Yeah.
Wong can sing though.
Yeah, we learned
Wong
that.
Can sing
the
Hotel California real good.
The comedic value of this movie is high.
I don't think this movie falls into a lot of the same MCU tropes. Like, I don't feel like Black Widow especially Black Widow, Infinity War, Civil War really undercut a lot of those dramatic moments. Oh, and Ragnarok's a huge like problem with this, of undercutting a lot of these really dramatic moments with humor. I thought all the humor here was perfectly placed.
Yeah.
Like the dinner scene, like I just kept waiting for Awkwafina to make a joke and she never did.
Mm-hmm.
And I love that. Like
there was
This is a perfect comic book movie.
It is, it's smart and it's humor.
Like, I was just watching, I'm like, how the hell is a movie that has two ancient giant Chinese dragons running around in the background while, like, a father and son like fight each other with rings. How is it this good? How is it this good? But it is. And it's,
it is. I'm thinking. You know what? The words came out and then. It was less about someone finding their. Shang-Chi was less about someone finding about their path. It was more someone less hiding from their. It was more about someone coming out from hiding of their future and more confronting their future and less of someone finding their future. Because, like, Spider-Man was about him finding his future as a hero. Iron Man was about him finding his future as Iron Man. Captain America is finding his way through his new future and, like, carving his path. Thor is finding a way to be worthy and, you know, Thor.
Yeah.
Captain Marvel's navigating who she wants to be. Shang-Chi knows his power and, like, knew what...
He's running from it.
He's running from it. He's hiding from his own power. He's hiding from his dad. And it's at the end, it's him confronting, yo, I can do this.
I thought it was great. Yeah, I am so excited to, like, see what he does. I'm so excited. Like,
and the transitions weren't bad. Like, we went... I said, like, in the prediction, like, yeah, we'll see a bunch of locations.
Oh,
yeah.
We did. We saw, like, this was a global adventure.
So we started in San Francisco?
That was San Francisco because that's, like, the same location as Ant-Man and the Wasp. When we were, like, going...
Down Lake Kirkwood.
Yeah.
And then we went to Macau.
And
then we went to the Ten Ring compound. Then we went to Tao Lao.
Yeah, Tao Lao. And then we went to New York.
And we went back to New York.
Well, we went to...
The Sanctum Sanctorum.
I don't think that was Kamar Taj because of Wong's wording. Because Wong says... Because, like, if they were in Kamar Taj, Wong would have said, we would have felt it here in Kamar Taj.
Yes.
Like, yeah. I think that makes me believe it's in New York.
So, like, shouldn't she, like, wear the rings around, or is she just have, like, a little pocket belt, like, a little backpack? Like, that's my question. Like, is he just out in public with the rings? Like, yeah.
Also, the rings changed in size.
Well, yeah, so did the gauntlet.
And so does the color.
So does the Ring of Power. Lord of the Rings.
Yeah, it's just about
that. It's just like that's what science fiction rings do. Is they
the orc? Yeah.
Yeah.
I don't know. I was just a bit confused.
Oh, dude, you saw two dragons fighting. The rings changing in size is the problem you have. All right.
You saw a depressed woman build a 1950s.
That was so cool. I love Wanda. You know. I can't get over how cool Wanda is. She's like,
isn't slavery so awesome?
Yes.
We should clarify that is a joke about WandaVision.
That is a joke.
That is a joke about WandaVision and what Wanda did. We in no way condone slavery or anything.
Do not say you condone slavery.
Public
podcast.
I condone Wanda slavery.
I condone Elizabeth Olsen slavery.
I love Elizabeth Olsen. She's so funny.
Anyway.
Anywho. Moving on.
I'm trying to think. Death Dealer was cool.
The Souls. Yeah.
Death Dealer is what Taskmaster should have been.
Yeah, I'm honestly surprised Death Dealer died.
So am I. I'm like... Like, because it's been hyped up to us, like, Death Dealer is, like, the main villain of the movie.
Yeah, I was a tad bit disappointed with Death Dealer.
Death Dealer served his purpose.
What was he going to do in the fight? They already had too many characters to focus on. What was Death Dealer going to do? And I think it was, like, you know, this guy died to these soldiers. This guy is badass.
Well, speaking of the characters, like... After Black Widow, I'm like, well, we're getting all these shows where you spend like 6 hours with these characters and truly developing them. I feel Black Widow did an okay job with developing two of like the five new characters. Like, I thought Yelena got great development.
Love Yelena.
I thought that Alexa got great development. I thought that Melina was okay.
Yeah.
I really did not like Harvey Weinstein or Taskmaster. I thought
Harvey Weinstein. Oh, like
yeah. I think that Mason can do more in the future, but like I felt like the same satisfaction with all of these characters. We got the same amount of development
the sister that we forgot.
We would have gotten, but like I felt we got by the end of WandaVision and the Falcon and Winter Soldier and Loki. Like I thought they did a great job developing all these new characters, and I was really worried about it. And I feel like now, like because a couple of weeks ago, like I was worried, like is Eternals gonna feel crowded? Because they're introducing like 12 new characters in this
movie. I have faith in Feige. I think.
I have faith in Chloe Zhao.
Same.
I have faith in Chloe Zhao.
Chloe Zhao is a half-star girl boss.
You've not seen Nomadland, though.
Oh, she's directing that?
Don't talk about that until you've seen Nomadland.
A little bit of correlation to like the final scene of the character development. When the sister takes over and takes over his 10 rings and like makes it really cool and all that stuff and like equality. That gave me like some correlation to the Mandalorian season 2 finale.
Yeah.
And Boba Fett taking over Jabba's business.
I thought the same thing. I thought the exact same thing. Like I was just like waiting to hear the theme like bum ba bum bum ba da. Just like the Boba Fett theme. Like, no, dude, I thought the exact same thing at the end.
Yeah.
I'm like
Boba Fett.
I was like the book of yelling. Yeah, so who guys. Who do you want there to be a Disney Plus spinoff for?
Disney Plus? Honestly, kind of want Disney Plus spinoff of 10 Rings. I want to see like...
Yeah.
I kind of want to see some more dark operative stuff so like before and after Wu dies.
When Wu, yeah. I want to see like more stuff in the Middle Ages. I want to see like when Wu, his like rise to power. That's what I want to see.
You know, not like a when Wu rises to power, because I feel like they said like they just found it in a tomb.
Yeah, not necessarily like a rise to power. Like I want to like see what he was doing in the Middle Ages.
I'll take an episode about that. I won't take a whole series.
But if this is like a 6-episode series, like what else would it focus on?
Like Middle Age Avengers, like Odin, and then you got like
have you read the 1692 comic?
Yep.
That's what I want. That's multiverse now. Okay, speaking of multiverse.
All right.
Tao Lao, I feel, is like one of the... Because so how the multiverse works, I think, is like we have like in Doctor Strange, multiverse explained to us like different dimensions.
Every decision right? you make branches off into multiple other decisions.
No. That's like Doctor Strange, like the dark dimension. Like I think that like Tao Lao is one of those. Cause like,
the mirror
was like, imagine the branch that like, would have had to been caused for Tao Lao to have been created. Like, Tao Lao is, and again, like the mysticism thing. I think that Tao Lao is much more of like a Doctor Strange style like dimension, as opposed to like the alternate timelines that we're seeing in Loki and What If.
I definitely.
Yeah, because multiverse can mean two things. And I'm really glad that it can mean two things. So, yeah, I'm trying to think. I don't have anything else really that I have to say right now. Like, anything else that I'll just talk about on Saturday.
Yeah, like, I'm just kind of enjoying it. I'm just relishing it. Yep.
Love this movie. Cannot wait to, like, see this again on Saturday. Like,
the train scene, you know what? Train scene.
That bus scene.
All the fight scenes, this is like my final note that I have. All the fight scenes perfectly choreographed. Shang-Chi at the start shows like, yo, this guy can do some stuff. And takes down 5 assassins and, you know, splits a bus in half. Then you got the tower fight with great movement.
Oh my god, that
great
was
action.
Perfect.
Showing us what the sister can do and then showing us the full power of the 10 rings. And then you got the final fight scene in Tao Lao. Which is just beautiful with the water, the grass,
oh my god.
Soldiers flying all around the place, the dragon just stirring up with the giant soldier. Perfectly.
Hey Alex, can you look up is like best choreography like an Oscar category?
Yes, it is, actually.
It is. I think it is. But like that doesn't seem like something that the Oscars would do. Because this wins it easily. This is going to win it this year. Like either this or Paper Tigers, which on Netflix and is incredible.
So best dance direction and then best.
I don't think we fight choreography, but like Destiny, I thought that at the beginning of the movie was.
Jackie Chan's gun stuff for best fight choreography. Yeah, so like.
Oh, is that a thing at the Oscars?
Yeah, fight choreography's in film.
Oh, great. Oh, wait, in film, it doesn't sound like it's for the Oscars then.
No, it's for Golden Globes. Oh, wait, no, wow. They don't actually have one.
Yeah, I was just reading, they don't have one.
I don't think that
Elmond's going to have. They have a list of choreography awards. Yeah, nope. They have. United.
Nothing for the Academy.
It's only. It's best dance could. MTV is probably the closest you'll get.
Yeah, but MTV, ooh. I'll give like.
Oh, Emmys have fallen. Also.
Well, yeah, but this isn't a show.
Yeah.
This isn't a show, this is a movie. I love the beginning sequence. Because that was. Because, like, you. Mike, I'm not sure if it was you or Vaughn, you're like, are they flirting? Like, as they were fighting?
Yeah, that was my.
I love that. They were showing the art of fighting,
the dance,
the art part of martial arts. Mm-hmm. That's what they were showing us. Like it's not about like.
Wait, was he flirting with who? Aquafina?
No. Or the mom at the beginning, like in the first scene.
Oh.
Like that was beautifully choreographed.
That was amazing, and the powers that the people of.
Tao Lao
have is I love that how they can like control the wind and move the environment in the ways that they desire.
Yeah,
this movie had flow. If I had to describe this movie,
yes,
it had flow. There was nothing choppy about it. Between the transitions from location to location, the fight choreography, the character arcs, nothing was choppy. Everything had a path it was following.
This movie is perfectly paced.
Yes.
Perfect pacing.
You don't feel rushed, you don't feel slowed.
The only reason I felt rushed was because, like, whenever I see one of these new, like, Marvel or Star Wars movies, I'm just always, like, so stressed out about doing the podcast and stuff. And, like, when I see this on Saturday, that's when I feel like I can really just, like, sit back and just enjoy it. And I feel like coming out of that then, I'm really, really going to love this movie. I like it a lot now, but I feel like when I see it again on Saturday, that's really when I'm going to, like, fall in love with this film. Yeah, I am. It feels like Friday. I'm gonna school tomorrow.
Yeah, don't mind.
Oh man, oh, it's gonna be weird.
Mike and I have. I need to get going. My dad is like, "Where are you?"
All right. Yeah. Let's wrap it up. All right, guys. So go follow us on Twitter at AnotherMarvelP1. Send in some feedback for Shang-Chi, and we'll read it here on the show.
Fun fact about me: since I'm new, I will hike. Find you and hunt you down if you don't. I know how people listen to this.
Especially if you leave a 1-star review. This is going to be a big weekend for the podcast, guys. I'm anticipating a huge spike in listenership because of this movie coming out. So please leave a 5-star review on iTunes right now. Really, really helped out the show so, so much.
And if you're a hacker, leave a 6-star review because I know you can do it.
Yeah.
I know you listen to this podcast. Hey, Bob from...
State Farm.
Madison, Wisconsin. Address 1254 South Blackhawk Street.
Bob is about to call the FBI on you. Sorry, Bob.
I know where you live. Don't worry. What are the chances of me actually getting that right?
Like that would be amazing. That would
like
be
one in a trillion, right?
I'm trying to think of is there anything else?
No.
There's nothing else. I love
you'll
this movie so much.
You'll go, once you see the second time
around,
you'll have
everything. Alright guys, thank you so much for listening. I'm Drew Gretsch.
I'm Alex Edwards.
I'm Mike Badrock.
Trying to think of a line, so don't make me come down there, you punk, in Madison, Wisconsin.